I gotta be honest with you. I'm a fan of Ludacris.
I love Ludacris.
I really do. I like Ludacris a lot.
Then you're supposed to say, I like Luda.
Luda. Can I say Luda Crisp? The reason I'm stating that is because we've got a dish coming up. It's brought to us by Geico. And one of the stories in there is just going to make... Tom Hanks isn't even dead yet, but it's going to make him turn over in his grave.
Yeah, well.
It's going to make him die and then turn over in his grave. All right, our dish brought to us by Geico. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Controversial Kansas church has decided not to protest the funeral of a 9-year-old member, Christina Taylor Greene, who in Saturday's shooting rampage in Tucson was shot and unfortunately passed. Shirley Phelps Roper of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, says the church members will skip today's funeral. Here's the deal. They decided to go ahead and go on a radio show in exchange for the airtime. They will not picket. The group will picket the funeral Friday for U.S. District Judge John Roll at the at the intersection where Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and the others were shot. Now, Arizona legislature unanimously passed a measure Tuesday banning protests at or near funeral sites.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, or if it's legal or whatever. Probably not. But why has nobody offed these people yet? These are the people, these are the, you know when you see those appalling stories about those people protesting outside soldiers' funerals mm-hmm. with like God hates such and such
right.
signs? I mean, they're the most hateful, wrong individuals on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
They're really doing harm to humanity. So, again, I'm not promoting somebody to go whack these people. I'm
no.
just saying that if it were to happen, I'm pretty sure nobody would miss them.
Right.
So that's all I really want to say. Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that Tom Hanks' son, Colin, is following him into the acting biz and doing very well. Tom has another son who is apparently a wannabe rapper. His name is Chester Hanks, and he's a student at Northwestern University.
Oh, no.
He currently composed a rap anthem to his school. It's called White and Purple. Even put a video on YouTube, which you can check out, 987thepeak.com. And his rapper alter ego, his name is Chet Hayes.
I hate it when rich white kids try to become rappers. I really do.
Do we have a little bit of a
control? Well, can I? Yeah, we're going to play it, and I want to preface this.
Yeah.
He's singing about college life, or rapping, I guess, and he's coming from the mean, privileged streets of wealthy white America. Here we go.
White kick, purple kush, college hitting blunts after hitting books. Soon as I hit the cake, it's beginning something, starting looking for your
purse. Okay, now, like I said... Tom Hanks is not dead yet, but I wonder secretly if Tom Hanks goes, please let this be a phase, please let this be a phase.
I don't know. I mean, wait, Tom's probably really supportive of his children.
Of course he is, because he's dad. But mm-hmm. secretly, I bet he's just thinking, please let this be a phase.
Yeah.
Because all I hear when I hear this song is, I'm Chester Hanks. I'm Chester Hanks. Tom Hanks' kid. I'm Tom Hanks' kid. My dad secretly hates me. Tom Hanks' kid. I have an older brother named Colin. He has an acting career. I live in a shadow. Come from the mean streets of being wealthy. Tom Hanks' kid.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks' kid. I go to college. Na 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 na.
When Taylor Swift's latest album, Speak Bam. Now, hit stores in October, it had the largest sales week of the past 5 years, selling more than 1 million copies its first week. Well, Taylor is back at number one again this week, and the 52,000 copies she just sold is a distinction of being the lowest tally for a number one album since SoundScan began tracking data in 1991.
I'm Tom Hanks' kid. I'm Tom Hanks' kid. My name's Chet Hayes.
Bruno Mars came in number three. Nicki Minaj came in number two. And, of course, Taylor Swift is still number one.
Where did Tom Hanks' kid come in? Chet Hayes.
According to a new nationwide survey, about 30% of companies will give their employees a paid holiday on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. Last year, only 28% of companies gave their employees that day off as a paid holiday. The jump isn't huge, but it's still a sign that the economy is starting to get better and the companies are feeling more generous with their days off.
That's cool. That's cool. You know, it's funny. I remember moving here.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole Martin Luther King Day, mm-hmm. you know, the debacle. I remember thinking, are you kidding me right now? Where did I just move to?
I know, right?
Yeah, well, thank goodness we're not on that boat anymore.
No, we're not.
There we go.
No, we're not.
Wait, I don't know if you heard this or not.
What?
I'm Tom Hanks' kid. I'm Tom Hanks' kid. I come from the mean streets of Hollywood.
Not only are the major networks facing an estimated $3 billion loss in ad revenue if the NFL lockout occurs, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and, of course, DirecTV have contributed a whopping $4 billion pool that they must pay to the NFL regardless.